Hi there, it's Angela Wills here, and I wanted to introduce you to GIMP. So here is the website for GIMP, and that's at gimp.org. You can come here and download your copy of GIMP if you don't already have it. It's a piece of software that is an image manipulation program, and it's completely free, and so you can just come here and download it. On this site, you will see news, screenshots, features, downloads, documentation, and all kinds of information about GIMP. They update the site fairly regularly. This is February 13th. They have a new post here, so giving you information about the program. And you can just go here and download it, clicking this button right here. So that's where you get GIMP. Once you have it, you install it and then you put it on your computer. I have GIMP open, and this is what it looks like when it's open. So I just wanted to let you get a little familiar with it before we get into some other tutorials. So once you open GIMP, you can use it pretty much like most software programs. You're probably familiar if you've used other software programs with File, Edit, Select, and you just go across here and get really familiar with this program. Of course, there's documentation and different information on the website for GIMP as well. You can also Google something if you're looking for something specific. Try Google or YouTube. YouTube has lots of great videos. What I recommend you would do is install GIMP. And then go ahead and go through this menu and just start reading stuff, start playing. If you go File, New, you can then either choose a template size or you can set your own width and height of an image. So, for example, if you wanted to create a 250 by 250 size image, you would put that in the width and the height, and this is in pixels. You can also select inches, millimeters, points, or Picas, which I don't even know how to say that. And then there's some advanced options as well. We're not going to get into that, but you just click width and height, click OK, and then just start playing with, there's functions across the menu. You can save, File, Save As. It's like any typical software program. And there's also a toolbox that you can start playing with. All of the functions in the toolbox are available in the menu as well. Some people prefer to choose them from the menu, or some people prefer to use the toolbox. So there are a lot of features in this program. They're not all in the toolbox. The toolbox has some of the most common features that you would usually use for images, so you can play around with them. When you hover over each graphic, you can see what it's for. It's going to take you some time to get familiar. If you've used any kind of paint program, you may be familiar with some, like the bucket fill tool, the blend tool, an eraser, a paintbrush, a pencil. These are some common tools, as well as a move tool, which looks like an arrow in four directions. You'll want to get familiar with that. I also have a handout with this program that has an image of this toolbox and what each of the tools that are most commonly used are for. So let me just pull that up for a second. You should print this out if you want to just become familiar. And so it's pointing to some of the common tools and what you would use them for. Now you'll notice that they're in different spots. It just depends on how you shape your toolbox here. So I can drag the sides out and it will move it around into different positions. So the exact position of the tool is not that important because it may look different. But what you'll just want to look at the different tools and see what you can use. So that is just some things to get you familiar. One more thing I wanted to tell you before I stop this video is about layers. We're going to get into layers in another video, but if you click Control, the Control button, and L, that will open up your layers. And right now we just have one layer. But what I want to say is Control L will open up your layers, and this is a really important part of creating an image. You want to build layers almost like sheets on top of each other, and then if you need to remove something, it makes it very easy if you have good layer setup. So we're going to get into that at a later date and in a later video, I mean, and we'll go from there. So this is GIMP. Just a bit of familiarity with it is great before we get into some videos. And again, open it up, start playing around with it using, the paint tool, bucket fill, eraser, different things like that, just to try it out. Here is a font. You can write something, and you can use that move. See if there's an arrow pointing in four directions, you can move it wherever you like. Okay, that's it for this video, and that's GIMP, and we will talk again soon. Bye for now. This is Angela Wills.